The top moments of the week. We count them down the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. Lots of things happening this week. Opinions about celebrities, food breakthroughs, and a naughty, naughty little boy. Those are your top moments of the week. And it did start Monday, where Monica Brooks, former Dallas Cowboys fan, we've taken that title away from her.
Former?
Yeah, oh, you're a former. Well. You're not a fan.
No, you're not.
Cowboys.
But we're I told you, we're a Cowboys household. Like, even, you know, like Jared, that's his team.
Right, that's his team.
Jared's team.
It's not your team.
Jared cares.
So that's our team.
You have no care factor whatsoever. So I would think in order to be a fan, you would have to have some level of care factor.
Yes.
Just some level.
Fan is short for fanatic. Right. You are not fanatic about it.
Right. Monica thinks fan is short for ceiling fan. I mean, it's not the same. But Monica had a very interesting observation about Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott and why she doesn't like him or trust him.
I told Antoine, I said, I don't really care for the Cowboys quarterback Prescott. Dak, I don't like Prescott. Him.
You don't like him?
Really? I don't like him.
Interesting.
No, I don't. I realized that last night.
What is it that you don't like about him?
I think because his mouth was open for way too long in a period of time. I didn't care for it.
You don't trust the mouth.
His mouth.
When you say...
It seems like he would eat a sandwich with his mouth open. Like, he would just do that all the time. And also, I don't think he knew what he was doing with the game. I mean, I don't know a lot about football, but I don't think that he knew what he was doing on the field last night, so that's why his mouth was open a little bit. He had loud mouth, so he didn't know what he was telling his team.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I'm going to start looking for that mouth.
Lie mouth,
yeah. When
as she called it,
when big decisions are happening in a Dallas Cowboys game, I'm going to see if his mouth is open or closed, and then what decision happens right after that. Because I think there could be something to it. Hey,
you got to put it to the test,
y'all. Cowboys fans,
put it to the test.
You hated on your coach from last year, saying he had no idea what he was doing. He was dumb. He made terrible decisions. There's lots of pictures and memes of him with his mouth open on the sidelines, looking very confused.
He was open mouthed.
So maybe it's the mouth is the problem, and that's what you can isolate. There was a huge breakthrough in my house this week as we continue to count down the top moments of the week. My son, 8 years old, has never eaten a burger in his entire life. Refuses. Says, I don't like it. I said, how do you even know you don't like it if you won't eat it? Well, my son comes to me this weekend.
Okay.
And he utters words that I never thought I would hear him say. He says to me, Dad, I think I am ready to try a cheeseburger.
Yes! Yes! Oh, I'm sorry. What? I got too excited. I'm a burger guy. So he's at a point where you could ruin his burger experience for the rest of his life.
Yes, I don't believe it. It's an exaggeration to say that if he does not like this burger, he will never eat another burger again in his entire life. It's possible. So now the question becomes, what happened? I'm here to report that he was served a burger and... he loved it. He ate the burger. Oh my God.
Okay. Good.
He ate the burger.
I knew it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to declare my retirement from parenting. I'm leaving on a high. I'm never doing anything else again. Man. And I have done nothing since then. As far as parenting, none. I'm done.
You did all that you can do.
I'll tell you what, he's hooked now, too. Mm-hmm. He told his mother yesterday, he said, could you take me for a burger somewhere tomorrow for lunch?
I think I'm going to cry. I'm going to shed a tear right now.
The only thing, you know, what's going to happen is now it's going to be the only food he wants to eat, and I'm going to get sick of making him burgers. He's going to make me sick of burgers.
You will not.
I will continue
to make him happy.
I'm going to do what I can.
As long as it took for you to make him like burgers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm real sick of the other stuff he eats. Anyway, top moments of the week. Counting them down here on the K92 Morning Thang. Number one. This goes all the way back in time. Back to his youth. His naughty, naughty little youth. Antoine steps into the confessional booth to make a shocking confession that, I mean, I don't think I'm underselling it when you, in hindsight, made your mother look stupid because of what you did. You did.
I made her show her loyalty. Make sure her loyalty was always
blind,
to her kids.
Stupid loyalty. I understand. I should point out, Antoine was at his own birthday party at McDonald's, and they were in the ball crawl.
The play place.
Throwing the balls at each other. An employee had already said, you kids need to stop throwing those balls. Enter what happened next.
As soon as he left, we throw the balls again. And I mean, we were launching them. We were throwing them like, wop, wop, wop. This random kid who was not invited to my birthday party, so I stand on the point that it's her fault. She got in the ball pit while we are launching these balls at each other.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where she came. It was like a whack-a-mole. She came from underneath the balls. And I tell you, I threw one like it was Nolan Ryan. And I got a whoop-up right in the face. Immediate tears. She started screaming and crying. She hops out of the ball pit. She goes and tells her parents. Her parents then tells the employees. The employees come and kick us out, me and my friends, out of the ball pit. And they go to my mother. My mother said, there's no way that Antoine would throw a ball. I have raised him better. I'm like, Mom, I promise I didn't throw a ball. It was somebody else that threw the ball.
She stuck up for you.
And so she yelled and she goes, I will never throw another birthday party in this McDonald's. And we just left.
Never to return again.
That was the last birthday party I had at McDonald's.
Yep.
We moved on to Pizza
Hut
Buffet.
She still doesn't know.
She still doesn't know.
It's none of her business. Greg didn't tell
her. It's none of her business.
It's none of her business.
It's all her business.
It is her business. She needs to know.
Why? We moved on past that.
No, I'm never moving on past that. Man.
No, she does not know. We're going to keep it that way for as long as possible.
Antoine's mother. How dare you not let me have better access to your mother? I don't know what to. I gotta talk to Greg. I gotta get Antoine's former best friend to hook this up.
No, Greg and I, we are working on our friendship. We are building back up to our friendship. So
Greg,
we're good there.
Time for you to get yours. Time to make. You know what? That's how you can repair your friendship. Is he just needs to even the playing field. This is eye for an eye. Greg, I got an eye for you.
I got an eye for you.
Call in. Let us know.